In New York today, on Staten Island, there was a ceremony signaling the end of the search for human remains from the collapse of the World Trade Center. This morning, Governor George Pataki thanked hundreds of workers there for their service at the Fresh Kills landfill.
The effort to recover, the effort to contain and control the emotions we feel for those heroes will never end. And the prayers and the love of New Yorkers and Americans of goodwill will never end. We will never forget those heroes. We will never forget you.
Ever since September 12th, Fresh Kills was Richard Marks's workplace. He was the FBI's special agent in charge there and joins us from Staten Island now. Agent Marks, first, can you tell us what it really has been like to go to this rather unusual workplace every day for all of these months?
It's been good. I've met some of the finest people that New York City has to offer that have worked alongside of us tirelessly, recovering small bits and pieces of people's lives. And we were finding basically the small fragments, whether it's pieces of jewelry, their personal identification, things that were recovered from on top of their desk. Just recently, we found a wallet of one of the passengers aboard Flight 11. So if we can give that back to a family, I think all of us did our best to do so.
You were finding human remains and very deep, late into this process.
We're still finding them. We've still got another 2 weeks worth of work. The ceremony today is signaling the close down process, but we've still got a couple of more weeks worth of work before we actually close up shop and leave the hill. And we're going to look at every bit, and we're going to find every piece that we can find, and we're going to give it the best look we can.
You speak of the hill. Tell me, what is the hill, and what does it look like?
We're basically working on 174 acres on top of Fresh Kills landfill. We're working on one out of the nine hills here, and it's about a 2,200-acre facility, but we're only utilizing about 174 acres here on top of the landfill.
And on top of that hill is all of this rubble that's been brought over in barges from Lower Manhattan.
That's correct. We've, to date, processed about 1.8 million tons of debris, and we've recovered about 55,000 personal effects, 4,400 human remains. And all of that means that we're giving people back things that they would normally get back in a disaster of this magnitude.
I understand what you've told me about how tireless and earnest all the people were who worked on this, but were there days when you went back to your hotel room on Staten Island from this and just said, this is exhausting, this is horrible to be dealing with the effects of thousands of murder victims every day?
I think all of us know the job that we had to do, and I think there were days that were tough. There were 16-hour days when many of us were working straight and without a break, 7 days a week. But I think any discomfort or any problems that we had, that we felt, as soon as we saw that we found something for a family, or that family said us thanks, or we thought of those families, and that really made it seem to go away. That made your problem seem insignificant compared to what these families were going through just waiting to find a small part of their loved one.
And for you, after 10 months of living out of a suitcase on Staten Island, where are you off to?
I'm going to go right back to Philadelphia, and I'll be glad to go back working bank robberies and looking for fugitives. But, you know, this thing's been very rewarding, and I doubt many things will top, you know, the feelings I have for the accomplishment that everybody has done and performed together well up there. It'll be something I take with me for the rest of my life.
Mr. Marks, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, sir.
Richard Marks was the FBI's special agent in charge at Fresh Kills, the landfill on Staten Island, where teams of law enforcement officers and others have been searching for remains from the collapse of the World Trade Center ever since September 12th.